Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to our series, The Daily Bread. Appreciate you joining me for a little devotional this midweek. We find ourselves today, Wednesday, August the 9th, already speeding through another month. Amen. Again, today is Wednesday, August the 9th. I pray you are somewhere in the air conditioning. Pray you are somewhere cool if you reside here in Texas or in the Midwest. You know how hot it's been for several weeks now. But as always, we pray each and every one of you is blessed, staying cool, hydrated as possible. Amen. I don't know about how many of you are looking forward to this winter, but as Pastor Rose says, I'll lift up both my hands and both my feet. Amen. So to say that, I am definitely looking forward to some cooler weather as soon as possible. Amen. But if you are new around here, we welcome you to First His Kingdom Family Church, First His Kingdom Family Church Ministries. Amen. And we always make the confession before we start our service, or even as we start the daily bread, we always confess where the Word of God will change my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. If you take anything away from this evening's message, we encourage you to get a hold of that and use it as a confession on a daily basis. Amen. That the time that you are setting aside in prayer, reading your Bible, reading a devotional, amen, that you start your time out with the Lord with that confession, amen, where the Word of God will change my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. And as always, we want to say thank you to each and every one of you that continues to stay faithful in listening to our daily breads. We've streamed it back, so to speak. Now we only do it on Wednesday evenings because, if you haven't heard, we have returned to in-person services every Sunday morning at the Baca Center in Round Rock at 10 a.m. So if you reside anywhere close to the Baca Center, amen, we encourage you, we invite you, we welcome you to come out. Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. is our start time for our in-person service, amen. You are extremely welcomed, amen. But we do want to thank each and every one of you that continues to listen. I know as I go on and post our messages on Wednesday evening, it keeps track of the amount of listens, or those who listen in, so to speak. So it keeps a tally of that, of everyone that listens in. And I've mentioned to the pastors how it seems like, even though we have trimmed it back down, it seems like we've had more people listen in. So that's a good thing. And we just want these Wednesday evening short messages just to be a little opportunity for you to get that little bit of pickup to get you through the week. Amen. Into Sunday service with us at the Baca Center. Amen. So again, we appreciate you taking a time out of your week to listen. Amen. We appreciate each and every one of you for checking in on our Instagram every Monday. Amen. That we post. And of course, those who have been tuning in to our YouTube, amen, we appreciate that as well. Amen. I know the pastors are excited to be on YouTube. Amen. And if you are needing any information, all of that information is on our website. Amen. FHKFC.org. Amen. All of our links to our YouTube, to our Instagram are easily found on there. Amen. So if you're trying to connect with us more, amen, all the tools you'll need will be on our website. Amen. Now, we are going to jump into a small devotional, amen, which I shared earlier this year, but the way things have been going, if you tune into the news here and there, or if you listen to some of the news radio here and there, amen, or if you see different, if you're on YouTube, so to speak, if you're on YouTube, you might see different videos pop up, different stories that pop up on social media, and you might be seeing, you know, it's just getting a little bit out of hand, so to speak, the way the world is spinning, amen, that every day there's something going on that just points more to the light of the message in Revelation, speaking of God's return, amen, and the prophecies given about his return, amen. It's just like every day you kind of see it getting clearer, amen. I know last night on YouTube, as I was checking the numbers for our YouTube, the heading was speaking on Jesus is coming soon. Amen. So, you know, a lot of folks are feeling that sense. Amen. And not to scare anyone, but it's more of a feeling to get excited. Amen. That we have an opportunity, that God is giving these signs. Amen. A good example was this gentleman posted a video, and he was right in the middle of a big storm back east, I believe it was. And it was raining. Like in the video, you could see the raindrops. They were that big. And he posted a small little video, and basically what he was saying in the video was that right now, God is giving us the opportunity to see these different things going on that Revelation speaks on. And it's not to scare us, but it's an opportunity for us to basically square ourselves away, to get our life right, to get everything lined up, to get back to being in right standing with our Heavenly Father. Amen. That we are where we're supposed to be. Amen. It's not something to scare us into anything. More along the lines of grace, that God is giving people grace as his return comes to what? To get right. Amen. Because if you've followed any of Pastor Jesse's messages, you know, God doesn't want anyone, not one person, to go to hell. Amen. He doesn't want any of that. Amen. And when Adam and Eve were thrown out of the garden, amen, it's like he rolled up his sleeves, so to speak, and said, how can I get my children back into right standing with me? Amen. And he did it. Amen. He did it. Jesus did it. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity, they all did it. Amen. Because we know Jesus came, he died, and rose again. So what? So that we may be saved and we might be in right standing with our Heavenly Father. Amen. So again, don't be scared of what you see going on in the news. Amen. Just take it as to get excited that, you know what? Jesus is coming back for us soon. And as we always say, we believe we're going to be on that first group out. Amen. When that trumpet sounds, amen, we're going to be in that first group to go home. Amen. So to speak. Amen. So again, this is Wednesday, August the 9th. I shared this devotional earlier this year. Amen. Back on, January, February, March, April. April of this year. But it bears repeating. Amen. It says, in sunshine and storm. Amen. In sunshine and storm. Amen. And if you're taking notes or you have your Bible with you, you can turn to Ecclesiastes 7:14. Amen. Ecclesiastes 7:14, it says, when times are good, be happy. But when times are bad, consider this. God has made the one as well as the other. Therefore, one can discover anything but their future. Amen. Again, Ecclesiastes 7:14. It says, in the day of prosperity, be joyful. In the day of adversity, consider. God has made one as well as the other, that the mortals may not find out anything that will come after them. Amen. Now, it says it's easy to feel happy on a sunny day. Amen. And how many of us know we've had quite a bit of sunny days here in Texas? Amen. But it says it's easy to feel happy on a sunny day when all is well. The birds are singing and life is going along swimmingly. Amen. But it says, but what happens when waters are rough, bad news comes, or the days feel just plain hard? Amen. How many of us been there? Amen. When the days just feel plain hard. You know, I can raise my hand and I can think of quite a bit of times when I had those hard days. Amen. But let's keep reading on. It says, God wants us to feel gladness when times are good. It says, God wants us to feel gladness when times are good. It also says, He has made each and every day. Amen. God has made each and every day. Amen. We are called to rejoice in all of them, whether good or bad. Amen. I'm going to repeat that. It says, we are called to rejoice in all of them, whether good or bad. It says, make today a good day just because you know God loves you. Amen. I'm going to repeat that. It says, make today a good day just because you know God loves you. Amen. Which means even if you're having a bad day, amen, you can turn it around and make it a good day. Why or how? Because you know God loves you. Amen. God loves you. Now, say this with me. Say, God, I don't want my happiness to be determined by my circumstances. Amen. Say that. Say, God, I don't want my happiness to be determined by my circumstances. Amen. And finally, say, help me discover true joy in you today. Say that. Say, help me discover true joy in you today. Amen. Again, happiness is determined by our circumstances. Happiness is determined by our circumstances. But true joy comes when we can find the silver lining hidden in our darkest hours. We can sing God's praises no matter what. Amen? Again, it says we can sing God's praises no matter what. Amen? We don't know what the future holds for us here on earth, but we can find our delight in the knowledge that our eternity is set in the beauty of full relationship with our Heavenly Father. Amen? You know, it's not easy being here. It's not easy being a Christian. It's especially not easy being a Christian nowadays. You know, it seems like there's a stigma now if you tell someone I'm a Christian. Amen. it's almost like the media has said, you shouldn't be telling people you're a Christian, amen, because that word has a bad stigma to it now. But no, what does it say? It says, but we find our delight in the knowledge that our eternity is set in the beauty of full relationship with our Heavenly Father. Amen? I was thinking that the other day. It's like Christian means follower of Christ. Amen? So if there's a bad stigma about that, amen, so be it. But I know I'm a follower of Christ. I am a Christian. Amen? So if people think there's a bad stigma about saying you're a Christian, amen, my answer to that is that I am a follower of Christ. That's what the word Christian means. Amen? And if you think there's a bad stigma about that, amen, then let me tell you about my Jesus. Amen? And that's a perfect way to segue into sharing the gospel with someone. Amen? Now, say this with me. Say, Father, you give me a deep and abiding satisfaction in each day that goes beyond human understanding. Amen? Say that. Say, Father, you give me a deep and abiding satisfaction in each day that goes beyond human understanding. And finally, say, help me to rest in your joy this evening. Amen? Help me to rest in your joy this evening. Amen? And finally, I leave you with this question. Do you trust God with your future? Amen? Do you trust God with your future? Amen? Take a little time this evening and just ponder that question. Amen? And I encourage you, or should I say challenge you this week to spend a little extra time with the Lord. Amen? A little extra time in the Bible. A little extra time in prayer. Amen? It's not only beneficial to you, amen, but God's going to see your faithfulness. He's going to see that you're doing extra. Amen. And in return, he's going to bless you for that. Amen. And as always, when you pray and confess the word over your life every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Amen. Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Amen. And I always say it, God wants to be a part of your life in every area. Amen. Every area, every area, every area. Amen. God wants to have that closeness relationship with you. Amen. So be blessed. Have a blessed rest of this week. If you attend on our Sunday morning services, bless God, we'll see you this Sunday, 10 a.m. at the Baca Center. If you have yet to visit us, bless God, come out. You're more than welcome. The invitation is sent. Amen. The welcome mat is set out for you 10 a.m. this Sunday at the Baca Center. Amen. So be blessed. Have a blessed rest of the week. Be prayed up. Amen. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit as he guides you throughout the rest of this week. Amen. Psalms 91, God safeguard your household prayer before you leave the house. Amen. Be prayed up. Just be sensitive. Amen. And we continually keep you in our prayers as well as the pastors. Amen. And if the Lord puts the pastors in your heart this week, amen, just say a little prayer for them. Amen. We are blessed to have them. We are blessed to call them our pastors. So it's only right that we keep them in our prayers throughout the week. Amen. So be blessed. We'll see you right back here next Wednesday for another edition of our Daily Bread. And for those of you, we will see you this Sunday, Sunday morning, 10 a.m. service at the Baca Center. Amen. Be blessed. Have a blessed rest of the week and enjoy the rest of this day. Amen. Be blessed.